Hello and welcome to Starkey's webinar. We're here in the Starkey offices in Baltimore, Maryland. I'm Rabbi Tzvi Goldberg. I'm your host. To my right is once again Rabbi David Heber. Thank you for coming back again to speak this time about Passover medications and cosmetics. Everything you need to know about buying and using medications or cosmetics on Passover. If you have any trouble with the sound, please let us know, or the picture, and we'll try to adjust that. Our Starkey Tech will. If you'd like to dial in on the old-fashioned telephone, here's the number, 218-895-1203, 218-895-1203, passcode 2020 pound. This is the first of a four-part series. So today is Monday the 4th, and on Thursday we have another Passover, part of our Passover series on products, and we're going to discuss quinoa then also, the famous quinoa issue, and also the new Star S certification for Sephardim. And next Monday, another part of the series, and then next Thursday is the fourth part. So check your emails and please join us for our webinars. Today, we're going to again discuss the issues of medications, cosmetics on Passover. So Rabbi Heber will open the discussion.
Okay, thank you, Rabbi Goldberg. So once again, our Passover directory is together with about 10 years now that we've done the Passover directory with Rabbi Gershon Bess. Rabbi Bess does an extensive research on the various medications and cosmetics. He contacts dozens and dozens of companies. Many of them respond. He has questions, and he asks them, and they send back the answers. And based on the answers, he's able to include them in the list as being chametz-free or may possibly contain chametz. Over the years, we've assisted him on some support of some of the great work that he does. And comes Rosh Chodesh Adar, and he sends us his list, and we incorporate it into our book.
So where can they get the book?
So it's a bookstore. It should be already in bookstores, from our understanding. We got in the office on Friday. It was supposed to be in the bookstores by yesterday, if not sometime this week, I would say at the latest.
Do we also recommend to call the Israel Bookshop?
Israel Bookshop is the distributor. If you have the distributor and the publisher, if you can't get it, you call Israel Bookshop or see what the closest store that actually carries it, where he distributes it to.
And online? If you want to go to our site.
Our site has currently, we have the book that goes up until our own part of the Pesach guide, which would be the articles and the information about the Pesach Seder and about the appliances and how to kasher your kitchen, all of that information. We are trying possibly to get the medicine list online this year for the first time, and if that does get up for sale, then we will notify the public immediately if and when that happens.
Trying to move into the next century.
Exactly, right.
So give us an opener, Rabbi Heber. What does a person first need to know when he's thinking about medications?
Okay, so again, obviously that's really a whole shiur in its own right about medication. First and foremost, of course, is if a person is b'makom sakana, if their life is in danger or possibly in danger, they're able to take anything. And danger doesn't only mean a person has a heart attack right now on the spot. Then obviously, one is allowed to be Michal Shabbos, but we write and includes all sorts of other types of illnesses that sometimes people may not even realize is considered a sakana. And on that basis, you'd be allowed to continue taking regular medication unless the doctor says you could switch. Stroke, high blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, depression. And then what we also say is that if a person has a chronic, and that's to name a few, there are more listed. If a person has a chronic condition and they see something that's chametz or they're not able to find that information, chronic conditions would be psychiatric conditions, Crohn's disease, colitis, Parkinson's, etc., again to name a few, then we say that unless your doctor gives you the green light to switch, you should just continue taking the item that you're taking. And not switching out of that. So that's the first aleph base of the list.
It's really highlighted in our book, that concept.
Correct. I mean, it's at the beginning, but as sometimes people just jump to the list, it's important to be aware of that. The other important part of the list is that an item which this list is only for chametz-free items. It's only there to list items that do not contain chametz. It's not meant to be a list of kashrus. We have on our website, you can call the office, a list of what's kosher and what's not a problem. But again, some people, during the course of the year, I'll hear people call up and they'll say, well, I found this in the list, so it must be kosher. Again, this list is strictly relating to Pesach and Passover issues. It really makes no mention of kosher. Not once in a while there'll be a note about the kashrus, but a very, very small percentage of the products have that statement.
So however you deal with kosher the rest of the year, it's the same issue.
Exactly.
We're just dealing specifically with the Pesach.
With Pesach. That's correct. And then again, once she has a shiloh, the different opinions, obviously there are certain heterim leniencies, even if a person's life is not in danger, there are various leniencies to take. The idea of the guide is that people who want to, you know, take something chametz free, they have it in front of them, they know the research has been done, and they're able to take it. Obviously, again, there are numerous leniencies, even for someone whose life is not in danger. And again, one would ask a shiloh of their rough.
Let me just interject for a second that we're more than happy to take your questions via chat. You see on the bottom of the screen, there's a box that you can chat your specific questions into, and we'll try to take them as they come up. So what is the, is this controversial, this list at all, Rabbi Heber? There used to be some more.
I wouldn't say controversial, because you really have, there's differences of opinion in halacha, and that sort of obviously is going to trickle its way down how we handle information. In fact, if you look in booklets or guides of all different kashrus agencies, you're going to see focus on different things. You're going to see leniencies and stringencies in the different guides and online, and for that matter, when one asks a rav, exactly what are you obligated to do? You could probably open up almost any article in the guide, and you would have someone argues on, let's say, a tefillas kelim, for example. We have an extensive list of items that are that need to be toivled and don't need to be toivled. I'm sure there are items on there where another rav would say, this does or doesn't. And even you go to the Pesach Times. And again, the Pesach Times are based on the opinion of the Magen Avraham. There are different ways to calculate that. So again, you look at other lists, you might see different times. So, you know, halacha is based on the psak of the Paiskim, and anything that relates to a hanhaga that's not, you know, clear cut. Obviously, there's a mitzvah sasei min haTorah to eat matzah on Pesach night. There's a mitzvah of dalat kaisis, the rabbanon, and so on. Everyone is in agreement to that. That's the basic halacha.
Everything else is a dispute.
not quite, but when you get into, well, how big does a kais have to be? Or how big is a revius? So, you know, the different opinions. And some of the finer details of the halachas we have. So by medicines, it's no different. And that is, you really have differences of opinion here. And in fact, you have those who are more lenient, and you have those who are stricter. There are those who say that swallow pills one could be lenient on. It's not roi lachila, it's not the derech. And in fact, we agree with that, except we say a person should try to take something chametz free if and when possible. Some say you could, you know, if it's a pill and you swallow it, you could bypass that first step and just, you know, go to it. Furthermore, the other reason we print the list is because there are people who have to see it in front of them. They don't want to hear, you know, cliches of, well, all of this is good or all of that is good. They're used to, for their whole lives, looking at lists. And that's what their rav told them. In fact, we had, I think, Billy, you discovered it, a list from some 80 years ago from Germany,
right.
Where it's on our website, that article, and parts of excerpts from that list, where they had lists of, I remember, aspirin, you know, and other ingredients that were listed as you know, this is okay for Pesach, and this is not okay. So, you know, this has been around a long time, and therefore that's why we have it.
So we know, at least going back a couple of generations, it was
the
custom to have
correct.
This kind
correct.
Of list.
Correct. Other people say that, you know, one should be even stricter. This list, obviously we don't send a mashgiach into these facilities. We do, Star K facilities, have a mashgiach present for productions or on an ongoing basis. However, we set up the company. This is a list where we're believing the company. It's based on Pesach of Moshe Feinstein. That if you get it in writing from the company, then that's good enough. And again, there are even discussions of the Pesach of Ramesh, exactly how far that goes and to what cases it goes. So some say that, you know, that you need to do more. And obviously, there's only so much possible to do. We feel that this information gathered is enough and can be relied upon. If and when necessary, two other notes, of course, when something's kidneyous, if it's over the last few years, if something is kidneyous based and it's typically not taken by someone that's a real chayla. It's, let's say, for indigestion or heartburn, which is maybe a mechush. So then we try to put the word kitnius in when it's kitnius, because then even if it's on the list, if it's kitnius, if all you have is heartburn or something like that, then...
Person shouldn't take it? Depends how bad it is.
Depends how bad it is, exactly, right. Mm-hmm. So just the regular, you know, we get called about tums all the time.
And is tums in the book?
I'm not even sure if this year made it into the book.
So we have the ability to search it, Rabbi Heber. I'll bring it up on my screen.
I'll do it the old-fashioned way. It is in here. Many of them are in here.
You're faster than me, how's that possible?
We write kidneys.
Tums kids, kidneys.
Right. We write kidneys. And
Tums regular.
Exactly. But so someone really, kidneys. Unless they really feel sick, they really shouldn't be taking this because it is edible. It's like really eating kidneys straight away. And unless you're really sick. So that's why that's why that has the word kidneys in. Second, they talk about Mesaira over the Matzah Shabbos and a little bit Sunday. We had the opportunity to do our Pesach cleaning. Of course, the pre-Pesach cleaning is the spring cleaning. And cleaning out an area of cookbooks, which actually could be chametz. So I stumbled across an old cookbook from St. Louis, where I grew up, and it was dated 1968. It was very, first of all, interesting to see the ads in the back, brought back certain memories of certain places. But in the front, in the cookbook, it had a two-page article written by Mr. Flax Alvashalom, who was the executive director of the Vineyard in St. Louis back in, 50 years ago, 60 years ago. It was not Pesach related, but it was Kashrus related. And in there, it listed maybe 50, 60 ingredients. It says these really are okay without a hechsher. And then it listed, 20 ingredients that need a hechsher. And I quickly glanced through it. It was just fascinating to see how similar, we're using a very, very similar list today. Some of was it 45 years later.
Uh-huh.
And again, there have been changes in the industry, and there are items that were accepted without a hechsher. And today, we're a little bit more, not everyone on that. I'm not going to say every single item, but
canned
he was really on an ingredient, a pure raw materials. Okay. It was really technical, a little technical article, and I just found he had really an extensive article, but on this thing, the ingredients caught my eye. It was just interesting that 45 years ago in the Vineyard of St. Louis, the list that they were working off is just very similar to today, because kashrus is kashrus. These are sorbitan manoolia was on there that has to have a hechsher, and certainly still needs today. Whereas some other simple type of item, guar gum or something like that, sodium benzoate doesn't. I'm not talking now on Pesach. I'm talking now for year round use.
So let me just synopsize. So we covered a little bit that for illnesses that are really life threatening. Just continue to go with the regular medication.
Correct.
More or less. Then for illnesses that are not such a big deal, you have a headache or you have some indigestion, so then you should be looking at the list for sure.
Correct.
And also looking to see if it has kidneys in it.
Correct. And then someone that's just ill, they're taking something for just...
So what about everybody in between?
That's in between, so then also one should check the list. But then in that case, if someone's a chayla, one is allowed to take kidneys.
The kidneys is not an issue.
Is allowed to take kidneys.
Right.
It's not an issue in that case. So again, one has to decide on their own what level of illness they are. And of course, the levels of illness are not only Pesach related, they're universal, halachically universal issues. It relates to Cheshabbos, Mulakim, for example, asking a Gentile to do work. It's permissible by a Chayla Shem B'Sakana, by someone whose life is not, even if their life is not in danger, mm-hmm. It's permissible. But under most, generally speaking, it's not permissible for someone who just has a Mechush, has a discomfort.
Did you start to get the medicine questions already, Rabbi
Heber? I would get maybe around the Tu B'Shvat. Someone will call and say, I like to beat the rush. And my mind is not always attuned to that. And, we'll try to figure it out. What usually happens is the, maybe I should give away the trade secrets here, but typically... Shvat is very busy. So I get those called Tu B'Shvat. I'm saying, I'm working on a list right now. Call back. Then Rosh Chodesh Adar, we get Rabbi Bess's list and we fuse it with our list. And that usually it's about Zion Adar. It's pretty hectic. This year we actually finished Dalet Adar. We had it sent.
You mean working on the book?
Working on the book, finalizing. By around Zion Adar,
and then
it's done. Then it's quiet. The week before Purim, the week after Purim, our Pesach quiet. Some technicalities, we're getting the stuff online. We're in touch with some mistake.
The trade secret is if you want to get your question asked, now is the time. But now is the time also,
now,
right?
The time.
Right here at the webinar. If you want, you can chat with us. If you have a question about a particular item, we'd be happy to try to look it up for you. Or in general, if you have a question. Okay, so that's... Is there any... I don't mean to put you on the spot. You can say no. But is there any one medication that is asked more than others?
We'll get calls about pain relievers. Or
like Tylenol?
Tylenol.
What's Tylenol? Like what's the story with Tylenol?
The problem with Tylenol is not in the book. There might be some of the Tylenols.
Well, I'm going to try, but I'm happy to beat you. One second.
Very few. The McNeil Corporation has...
Tylenol, you have a few infant drops, and Tylenol extra strength caplets is in there.
Okay, the issue with Tylenol is that some of it is not available. Well, many of the McNeil products are off the shelf. They've had issues internally that, of course, don't relate to kashas at all. That has caused certain products to come off the shelf.
So Tylenol extra strength doesn't have chametz.
That's correct.
But the regular Tylenol might have.
No, it just means we didn't get a response. McNeil.
The extra
was only able to get a few items.
The extra strength of 500 milligrams.
I think so. Yeah. And then you have there's an Advil in there. Advil has a kashas issue, but we were able to figure out Advil. As well, I believe it's a 200 milligram.
So let me just. So the Tylenol has, but it probably has some kidneys in it, right?
Correct. But
you're swallowing it, so it's not.
It's a lot of time. You're swallowing it. It's not a normal.
Derive
their leniencies there.
So a person with a headache just on Pesach could take these Tylenol extra strength caplets.
Yes.
Okay. And what's with the Advil? What are you saying about Advil?
So the Advil, we don't know about the kashrus of it, but the Advil 200 milligram tablets and caplets. Did get in, it slid in the last minute into the book.
Okay,
we're able to confirm information.
That doesn't have any chometz.
And that is...
That's a good item.
There is one error that we didn't get to fast enough. And that is, if you look under one of the two pages, look under Crest, I believe.
Crest?
It says... Crest, it says about 2 and 1. There's a little bit confusion. Further down.
These are the ones that have chametz. This is the last page already.
Oh, so
to go back, right?
Right. One of them said 2 and 1.
Crest white strips? No.
Yeah, if you go up, either crest or coat.
Here. These
does it say 2 and 1? It'll go up.
It doesn't say 2 and 1.
No, so then it's Colgate.
Colgate?
Yeah. There we go.
Colgate 2-in-1 liquid?
Yeah, Colgate 2-in-1 liquid is good. And then we write in the top line, it says Colgate all except 2-in-1. In the end, the 2-in-1 is good.
I see.
It's a steer, it's a contradiction. So okay. Those words all except 2-in-1 liquid.
So it says Colgate it doesn't have chametz, except for 2-in-1. But the next line states that 2-in-1 is good also. So it's a contradiction. Which one is correct?
The correct one is the Colgate 2-in-1 liquid is good.
Okay, so that... I'm sure the listeners will be very happy to know that it's not really a mistake then because it's no, there's no, there, right, we don't have to send out an alert because if someone thinks it's no good, so then they think it's
wrong. The 2-in-1. Right. They have to.
Right, okay. Okay, very good. Let me see if there are any questions here. Meanwhile. Okay, here we got a, is melatonin okay?
Melatonin itself.
That's not a brand name, is it?
No, melatonin is a product a lot of people take for sleep, but they can't fall asleep. It helps them fall asleep. Melatonin in and of itself is not a Pesach problem. The issue would be, what are the other ingredients going into the melatonin? If they're kosher to Pesach, then they're fine. And if not...
If I search for melatonin, let's see.
It should. There are some vitamin companies that claim...
Melatonin, NTB. What company is that?
I don't know by heart. But BRKCK is Breckenridge. I haven't memorized the list of companies. That's
NTB is... NTB, I'm looking for it.
No, you have to go to the beginning of the list.
The beginning of the list? Okay.
The list of companies. You're looking for NTB?
Yeah.
What's NTB? Go on to the next question. NTB would be Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty melatonin is chametz free.
And also Frida melatonin is chametz free as well.
Excedrin migraine. Let's see. I don't see any Excedrin. I don't see any Excedrin at all.
Right, so we didn't get information on that. Yeah, all this hopefully will be available online. We're working feverishly
to get it. You mean this whole list? You mean
right,
to,
correct,
to buy
like
it on Kindle?
Exactly,
something like that. Right.
We're working on it.
So that people can also search like we can.
Exactly, and have it on their
computers
and so on
on your phone. Prevacid. Prevacid, do you remember that? Let's take a look.
Right, now while you're looking, I just want to cover another issue, is the makeup.
Okay, Prevacid is on the list.
Prevacid is okay.
It's okay, the chametz regular.
I just want to cover makeup. Makeup list also relates to ingredients that are chametz free. And again, Rabbi Best does extensive research on that. He contacts companies, they send them information. And again, many of the makeups definitely do have chametz. We actually review in town locally. This is one of the things that happens typically between Tu B'Shvat and Chodesh, where I'll review three companies in town in Baltimore who sell makeup, and that would be Shandy's Cosmetics, and Adina B, and SG Cosmetics. Their phone numbers are in the book. And, you know, going through their items, we do stumble across comments. There's definitely wheat germ oil or other wheat, oat-based, Avena Sativa is a chametz-based item. Right. Again, al pi halacha, it's typically mutter. There are paiskim that say, therefore, it's not a problem. Some people are specifically makbid on lipstick in particular, because that actually goes on your mouth, and then some people are more makbid on that. We in our list, when I deal with these three companies, we even, since people don't even want to put kidneys on their lips, we try to list only lipsticks that are even kidneys free. Again, that is strictly for those three companies that have.
I know one issue with the cosmetics is I hear from the front desk that somebody will be in the store looking for a particular one that's in the book, right? But the name is so slight, ever so different.
Right, I guess there's so many makeups.
Is that the same thing or is that not the same thing? It's always a difficult call.
I don't know much about makeup. Like, you know. you'll learn fast on the job, but in other words, all kidding aside, you have to nail that name down. Again, there's so many differences. Very often it's the exact same makeup that might be a different shade. It's usually going to be the same item, and only the pigment is going to be different. And that's it. A lot of times makeups just list may contain. It lists a whole bunch of different colors at the end, and that's just covering their whole product line.
Mm-hmm, I see. Now, in the back of here, you have for particular brands, you say that if it doesn't have any cosmetics from the above mentioned 21 brands that do not contain any of the following ingredients, then you have another list of ingredients.
Correct.
Are chametz free?
That list in the back is really a list of pretty much anything that's going to be a chametz.
So let's say for Maybelline right. New York, is that different than regular Maybelline? Okay, Ralph Lauren.
Right, Ralph
Lauren. So if it doesn't have any of these, whatever, 40 ingredients.
Correct, right. Best to give you a list of classic and typical chametz ingredients.
So you can check it yourself.
Exactly.
Okay. And, okay, we have a few more questions here. Digestive advantage lactose intolerance.
See, that I'm not sure about.
That sounds like a store brand.
No, it's not a store brand. Digestive advantage is a product made by a company called, I believe, Gan Eden.
Gan Eden?
If I'm not mistaken. I don't know if they pronounce it that way, but that's...
okay.
Digestive.
No, it's not. Yeah. We don't have
lactase enzyme. I don't know if that has a lactase enzyme. The lactase enzymes are typically grown on chametz. Therefore, lactate is always on the may contain chametz list.
The brand name.
The brand name.
Pill, and the all pill the private that, labels. That you chew for
right.
lactase.
I had a conversation with my best a few years ago where we discussed some of the private label lactase enzyme. We sort of came to the conclusion in the discussion that some of these lactase enzymes might be drawing from the same lactase. And then they buy lactase and they put it into the pill. And then all the private labels are really using the same base material that may be grown on the same chametz. So
I see.
It's hard to find that. The only option is, if one doesn't keep Chol Yisrael, is they buy the pre-made milk for Pesach. But it's not Chol Yisrael.
The pre-made lactate
milk. Correct. Okay. That doesn't work for everybody, especially kids. They want to have ice cream and things like that.
So they want to take the pills that act on the ice cream they're going to eat.
Exactly, right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. Any kosher mouthwash or toothpaste? We do have
sometimes
a list.
Sometimes it says no glycerin.
We've had a list. We have in the past created a list of items that are both kosher, meaning that they don't have any animal ingredients, and also good for Pesach.
Right, correct. We have Tom's of Maine has a hechsher.
Tom's of Maine, okay.
This year, though, we don't say kosher, and the list doesn't say which ones are kosher.
Rick in Columbus is asking, do you know anything about Tyodent? That's the Israeli... comes in a little green or white bottle.
No.
It has a Bedatz Hechsher for all year round. When you buy it before Pesach, it has a special Pesach Hechsher. Is it the same or do they do something special for Pesach?
Don't know.
That, I don't know. But the fact that the Bedatz doesn't give Hechsher to it for Pesach doesn't mean that it's not...
Chometz, it might be its kidneys, because everybody might put a kidney in shtana, which means it may have a citric acid in it that's coming off a corn
derivative. It could also be a technical reason why they don't...
Could be a shkiach present, an array of reasons.
Right, so it doesn't mean that it's... Just because it doesn't have the Bedatz, I wouldn't say that it's guaranteed that it's not good, but you have to check it out, and we don't know. Did we say anything about Excedrin? Did we say something?
We didn't know.
It wasn't in the book. The answer is, we don't know. No information on Excedrin. Okay, is there anything else that we covered the whole gamut, I think, Rabbi?
That's pretty much it. Again, one thing is we do have updates that come. We do get more information.
How do we get that information out?
Numerous ways. How do we get it out?
We have alerts.
Not necessarily. Sometimes if it's something very chasha, we do have a keeping you current that comes out right before Pesach.
We send it around to the office to get a question about
it. But then internally, if you know, the products that are coming to my desk and discussed up till Erev Pesach.
So let's say somebody wants to ask you a question about a medicine. I think you're saying nowadays that they should just copy and paste the ingredients.
That's probably the most efficient way.
To info@star-k.org. info@star-k.org. Of course, you could call us 410-484-4110, but then you have to sit there and the person has to read the ingredients, whether not familiar to him.
There's all these websites. NIH has a website you can actually look up ingredients pretty quickly. So if someone has the exact name in the company,
so they can,
and it's online, I can get to it pretty quick to review.
I see. Are there hand sanitizers that can be used for Pesach? Okay, that's a good question. In the past, I looked into this. In the past couple of years, Purell was guaranteeing to us or stating to us that they don't use a chometz-based alcohol. They use maybe corn.
Uh-huh.
But I think, if I'm not mistaken, in the last year they did not state that. They would not say the source. They just said grain-based. They wouldn't say it wasn't wheat or oat.
Whatever's in the book. I guess
it's not in the book,
right, so you're stuck.
I think we don't have information about the hand sanitizers. Gerber baby food for Pesach.
This year is not. OU is not certifying it.
Which baby food is available?
We have something called First Choice, I believe it's called
First Choice
with an OUP on it.
It's
the name of a company. I'm not sure. That's the name of the brand. Uh-huh. They have an applesauce, carrots, sweet potatoes. There is no Gerber this year. That's kosher Pesach.
Mm-hmm. Okay, are the liquid foods for NG or PEG tube feeding that have to be avoided, or are they approved?
Yeah, most of them are approved. They are listed.
What does that mean for somebody who's
on IV, you know, a feeding tube, where they have these like Jevity and things like that.
I see. It's not really eating, but
correct. But people don't want to
have chametz around.
Right. The Jevity 1.2 calories and 1.5 calories were may contain chametz, but there are most of the boosts.
What am I looking for?
Are good. Oh, it's just the names. The names. You only find it by name. Like, there is a product called Boost. A bunch of those powders are good. That information, I'm not sure if it's made into the book, or something like Ensure, which is for adults. Ensure High Protein, Ensure High Calcium. Those are good, and so on and so forth.
Okay,
so one has to check. There is a list. We do have a list here.
You could contact us. Please contact us for more information. Toby is asking about gel capsules. I'm not sure what the question is. Gel capsules are a problem for kosher all year.
Gel itself is not kosher, but it's not a chometz issue.
It's not a chometz issue.
Correct.
So if there's no chometz...
Allowed to swallow gel cap based on your illness, then you'd be allowed to take it. And of course, it depends on the contents. The contents may be chometz.
I see. Okay. Okay. Is there anything else that we should cover, Rabbi Heber? Is that...
Kosher Sameach and...
I want to thank you very much. I want to mention again that we have a whole schedule of Passover classes for you. On Thursday, we're going to be discussing Passover products, including the famous quinoa question and the Star S certification on rice and beans, which you may want to be interested in, especially if you're a Sephardi. Then next Monday at noon, the laws and customs of the Seder night with Rabbi Frankel. And then next Thursday, kosherization for Passover. How do you actually go ahead and do all this that we talk about in the book, boiling up and cleaning and burning and all that? How do you do it? With Rabbi Holland, he's going to video a demonstration that he's giving We're going to show the video on the webinar. We're going to discuss it at the same time. So
sounds great.
It sounds really exciting. Everything is going to be at the same web address, which is learnkosher.clickwebinar.com/kosher. The same phone number, I'll give that to you again, which is 218-895-1203, passcode 2020. And we look forward to hearing from you. Thanks very much for joining. Take care.